In their final forum appearance before next week's New Hampshire primary, the major Democratic presidential contenders focused their criticism on President Bush. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts says he's looking out for the average American.
This president has created an economy that feeds the special interests and the powerful and the corporate power, and he has not helped the average worker in America to advance their cause. I will.
Senator John Edwards of North Carolina said it's time for the president to go.
People are hungry for change. They're hungry for change in America. They're hungry for change in Washington, D.C. And the truth is that I'm somebody who's been in Washington long enough to see what's wrong with it and how it needs to be changed.
The forum was sponsored by Fox News, ABC, WMUR in New Hampshire, and the Union Leader newspaper. Both Senators Kerry and Edwards shared the national spotlight earlier this week when they finished first and second in the Iowa caucuses. For insight into these emerging Democratic candidates, I spoke with two reporters who have been covering the senators for years. Rob Christensen is a columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Andrew Micah is the Boston Herald's Washington bureau chief. Micah says the open, approachable John Kerry today is different than the Kerry elected to the Senate in the 80s.
There's an older John Kerry who earned reputation, nickname as Live Shot Kerry, and John F. Kerry, the initials standing for Just for Kerry. There was a sense early on that Kerry is very aloof, that he was a guy who was very ego-driven, looking for headlines, and kind of a ruthlessly ambitious politician. And I think a lot of that had to do with Kerry trying to make his mark, working in the shadow cast by Senator Ted Kennedy. Now it's a much more complex picture.
He's getting a rough press at home, even from your rival paper, The Globe, which grudgingly endorsed him.
Well, Massachusetts can be a tough state on its politicians. Traditionally, Massachusetts has had a very love-hate relationship with its candidate.
Now, how do North Carolinians feel about John Edwards?
Well, I think there's a lot of surprise here that he has done as well as he has. Prior to 1997, he had never been involved in politics. In fact, he hadn't even voted half of the time. He was so uninvolved. And he sort of came out of nowhere to win the Senate seat in 1998. He did it through his own personality and ability to communicate, and plus a personal fortune. And I think people have always underestimated him, too, because I think part of it is the fact that he's so young-looking, and it's almost the male version of the dumb blonde stereotype. And there was a backlash when he got into the presidential race. There was a lot of feeling in the press and also in the public that he'd been hired to be a senator, and he would barely through with the first part of his first term when he was started running for president. But I think there's a certain amount of pride that built up and a certain amount of excitement. And there's been a lot of North Carolinians who have been going to Iowa and to New Hampshire and most especially down to South Carolina to volunteer and knock on doors and make phone calls for Edwards.
Well, would it be fair to say that each of these fellows has a better image on the campaign than he does in his home state?
Well, the old story about familiarity breeds contempt, I think that may work a little bit here. Sometimes these politicians look a little bit better from afar than they look close up.
I think it also helps to be on top in the polls. I think frontrunner-itis tends to take over in Massachusetts. I know we'll see a lot of folks driving over the border this weekend to campaign for John Kerry in New Hampshire from Massachusetts.
What is Kerry best known for doing in the Senate?
Well, this has been a question that's nagged Kerry throughout his Senate career. Certainly, there's no single landmark piece of legislation you could point to and say, John Kerry fought for that bill, put it on the table. There are obviously several bills that Kerry will talk about when you ask the question. I know one thing he's most proud of is getting money in the federal budget a few years back under Bill Clinton for 100,000 new cops across America. But again, Kerry was probably more known for heading investigations in the Senate. I know he had a very well-known Iran-Contra committee that he ran, and he also has worked extensively on the POW-MIA issue. So Kerry has not been the sort of legislative titan that Ted Kennedy gets known to be.
And John Edwards?
Well, Edwards' legislative record is very thin, as you can imagine, having only been elected in 98. He made an initial splash as a trial lawyer. He was thrown right into the Clinton impeachment trial. He was one of the few senators with recent trial experience. And the other major piece of legislation was he was certainly heavily involved, as was Senator Kennedy and Senator McCain, in helping push a patient's bill of rights through the Senate. Of course, it has not become law.
How will John Edwards handle this sudden new attention that he's getting?
I think he'll handle it very well. I've covered him since he entered politics. I have never, ever seen him flustered or lose his cool or even show anger. And I see him being able to stay on message. I think that is one of his secrets to what happened in Iowa, is that while Dean and Gephardt went after each other on various issues, Edwards stayed on message, talking about why he wanted to be president and his vision for the country, and was not diverted.
And how will John Kerry handle being a front runner?
Well, it's a good question, because Kerry has always run better when he's coming from behind. He's very much a comeback candidate. I think two things about Kerry to keep in mind. He's a very able and skilled debater. The Kerry folks have also been quite smart over these last few weeks to try to humanize Kerry a little bit, warm up his image. Even on the campaign trail, he's traveling with more family and friends now. That keeps him a bit looser. And also, Kerry's speaking more about his own life. He's speaking more in personal terms. He'll talk about his battle with prostate cancer, which was about a year ago. He'll talk about taking care of his ailing mother, things like that, which Kerry in the past had not done so much.
Well, thank you both very much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Rob Christensen is a columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Andrew Miga is the Boston Herald's Washington bureau chief.